A new report from Wellington County shows the majority of drivers caught by speed cameras aren't local. Since the launch of the county's automated speed enforcement pilot program earlier this year, more than 200,000 penalty orders have been issued, and 72% of those went to drivers from outside the county. That means nearly 3 out of every 4 tickets were mailed to people who don't live in Wellington County. Officials said the data is based on vehicle registration and postal codes. The cameras, now active in 7 locations, including Hillsburg and Rockwood, are part of a pilot project aimed at reducing speed and improving road safety. And they appear to be doing just that, particularly during daylight hours. According to the report, most speeding still happens between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., but there's been a more noticeable increase in evening violations, which have more than doubled since earlier this year. While some residents raise concerns about drivers avoiding camera zones by cutting through residential streets, the county says traffic volume data shows there's little to no evidence that is happening in most areas. In Drayton, for example, traffic on Edward Street near the ASC sites remains consistent with the posted speed limit. And in center Wellington, although traffic has increased on Milburn Street near a local high school, officials say it's not clear that's directly tied to the Bellside Avenue speed camera. More monitoring is planned this fall. The cameras also appear to be impacting driving behavior. In Puslinch, staff say commercial traffic is slowing down and even rerouting to a new interchange, suggesting drivers are adjusting their routes and habits in response to enforcement. County engineers stress that while traffic volume is slightly down on a few monitored roads, speeds overall appear to be decreasing, which is the primary goal. As for next steps, Wellington County will continue analyzing traffic patterns and ticket data and is working with local municipalities to address any concerns. Revenue figures from the program are expected to be presented at a future meeting of the Administrative and Finance Committee. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.